Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:08 British Summertime. Today is May 20th. And today was perhaps most notable for the strength that we've had, actually the reversal probably more correctly, in precious metals. Gold today got down to a low of $1,338. And that is approximately $17 above the April low at 1321. It's been falling for the last seven consecutive days and is closing out today up $36 on the day at 1395. So we're seeing support coming back in the region of the previous low, and the prospect of an unwind of the short-term oversold condition has really increased quite considerably. And if we see follow-through tomorrow, then the chances are that we've seen a low of at least near-term significance and that the prospect of a further rally will have increased quite considerably. And in silver, the reversal was perhaps even more abrupt. And silver has been weaker than gold and has been deteriorating for quite some time. It got down to as low as $20.25 in here. And that was in early trading, really outside of market hours, in the very early morning, in European time at least, in here today. And $20 is a bit of a psychological level because it represents the upper side of the underlying trading range that existed all the way through from 2008 through to 2010. And it was when silver broke above the $20 level that it really took off and took out the 1980 peak and rallied all the way to $50. And so it's given up a good part of that advance in the last year and a half. And $20 is really a psychological level, and it bounced really rather emphatically in here today. So having been as low as $20.25, it's closing out the day closer to $23. And that's a substantial move in here today. And it suggests that at least some short covering is underway. And follow through tomorrow would suggest that a low of at least near-term significance is in. So that is certainly something to bear in mind. Now, when we look at the technical deterioration that has occurred in some of these precious metals, then we're still presented with medium-term downtrends. And they will have to do substantially more to break those downtrends. But in the very short term, the benefit of the doubt can be given to the upside, at least as a reversion to the mean takes place. And particularly in the case of silver, that could be a reasonably significant rally. And in stock markets in here today, the Nikkei extended its advance and it was up another 1.47%. The Hang Seng was stronger today by 1.75%, and the Australian market, which has been reasonably range-bound for the last week, was stronger by about 0.5%. The Indonesian market continues to push onto new high ground, and the Chinese A shares have been stringing together. This is the third day to the upside, and this is also, it continues to look like the market is finding support in the region of the 200-day moving average. The Malaysian market continues to hold the surge higher following its election result 3 weeks ago. And the Indian market, which had rallied so impressively over the last month, is consolidating in the region of its peaks. European markets were reasonably mixed, but mostly in positive territory. The FTSE was stronger by about 0.5%, and the S&P eased back from its latest all-time high and is closing out today at 1,665. In the government bond markets, it was a reasonably quiet day, and US Treasuries were down by about 7 on the 30-year and pretty much unchanged on the 10-year. But Treasury yields have the appearance of base formation characteristics. So they really do represent the perhaps the most important market, because what happens with US Treasuries is likely to have a significant ripple effect just about everywhere else. And if we do start to see a break above 2%, even more importantly, a break above 2.5%, then that is going to have a ripple effect on other asset classes. So what happens there really will be worth monitoring from the perspective of the medium to longer term. And in the currency markets, the yen was a little bit stronger in here today, and the dollar is down to 102.28 from above 103 at the high in here today. We've seen such a remarkable deterioration in the yen, and the hallmark of this decline in the yen has been the progression of lower rally highs. And as long as those remain the case, then we have to give the benefit of the doubt to additional weakness. But it has been such a remarkable move that it is going to require greater impetus and more people coming in progressively to short the currency and to sell out of the currency to support this deterioration as it progresses. And when we look at what's been happening in JGB yields, then it does look like we're now going to see that yields on Japanese bonds are going to increase. And that makes sense. If the Japanese are going full throttle to encourage inflation, then yields at such remarkably low levels are unjustifiable and they represent a significant risk. So the chances are that we are going to see government bond yields continue to increase in Japan, and it means that the Japanese government is going to have to come through with growth, and they're going to have to come through with the types of reforms that they've been promising, and they'll have to deliver on those if they're going to be able to fund their government and to fund the their debt repayments, which as a percentage of GDP are really quite high. So there's no evidence to suggest that that isn't exactly what they're going to do, and there's nothing really has happened to deter confidence that what we're seeing now in Japan is really a very big change indeed. But they do need to deliver on their promises, and if they fail to do that, then there will be a knock-on consequence as well. And when we look at stock markets, they've been rallying so very emphatically for the last 6 months since November. And we're seeing that short-term overbought conditions have developed on Wall Street relative to the 200-day moving average. And particularly the move in the last 3 to 4 months has been really quite consistent. And reactions of approximately 40 to 60 points on the S&P can be considered normal. And that then means that with price of the index currently at 1,666, that a sustained move below 1,600 would be required to suggest that mean reversion is underway. And in the absence of a move of greater than 60 points, we'd have to give the benefit of the doubt to continued upside. When we look at the global economy, there is really quite a lot of things to be enthusiastic about. But when we've been in this environment where stocks have been doing remarkably well for quite a long time, then we have to be ready for the possibility that we are closer to the next reactionary phase than we have been. So while we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside, this is the time to be more diligent with monitoring the markets rather than less diligent. And that is generally the temptation, is that when something has been doing remarkably well and when the good news has been accumulating for days and days and even weeks and weeks, that we tend to become complacent. And that is a mistake, because when something becomes overextended relative to a trend mean, it's really when we should become more diligent in our chart reading. And the energy markets are also worthy of note in here. And oil, West Texas is up to $96.66, and Brent is up to 104. And they both have constructive chart patterns, and they both look like that they can go higher from here. And that has been a bit of a standout in the commodity complex more generally. Precious metals have been particularly weak, and they do now look like they're going to rebound and the industrial metals are at pretty depressed levels. So with oil improving and with precious metals improving, logical conclusion is that the chances of a rally or at least an unwind of short-term oversold conditions in the industrial metal complex is also increasing. And that would also suggest that where we've seen some of the industrial metal miners pulling back and retesting their lows in the last week, that the odds of them finding support in the region of the April lows has improved somewhat in the last 24 hours. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.